الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: ولنذيقنهم من العذاب الأدنى دون العذاب الأكبر لعلهم يرجعون. صدق الله العظيم. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: وقد جعل الذل والصغار على من خالف أمري، أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respected علماء الكرام, elders and beloved brothers in Islam, as Muslims, as the reciters of Kalima La Ilaha Illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, we cannot help but be extremely perturbed and concerned by the very difficult and very trying phase through which the Ummah of Janabi Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam globally is passing through. Almost every day we are being greeted by news of some new adversity, some new calamity, some new atrocity that has been meted out against this ummah. One scholar puts it succinctly, he says, one feels that perhaps if even the stones or the rocks had eyes, they also would cry to see the pitiable condition of this ummah. When this condition is weighed in the light of Quran and Hadith, one is even more astonished, because one looks at the glowing terms and exonerated fashion in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praises this ummah in the Quran. وَكَانَ حَقًّا عَلَيْنَا نَصْرُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِنَّا لَنَنْصُرُ رُسُلَنَا وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَيَوْمَ يَقُومُ الْأَشْهَادِ وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ لَيَسْتَخْلِفَنَّهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ وللله العزة ولرسوله وللمؤمنين ولو أن أهل القرى آمنوا واتقوا لفتحنا عليهم بركات من السماء والأرض من عمل صالحا من ذكر أو أنثى وهو مؤمن فلنحيينه حياة طيبة. Verse upon verse in the Quran, Allah promises for this ummah respect, dignity and honor from Allah for this ummah, nusrat and help of Allah for this ummah, Hayatan tayyiba, a pure life for this ummah, barakat, blessings of the heavens and the earth for this ummah, khilafat and vicegerency of this earth for this ummah. If one looks away from Quran towards Hadith, Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam, venerable chosen slaves of Allah, they would make dua to Allah Ta'ala with regards to this ummah. The books of Hadith are full of the praises of this ummah. The Bani Israel, the ummah of Musa alayhi salam, this was that ummah. They were in a desert. There was no source of livelihood. There was no vegetation. There was no easy access to water. Such a system Allah put in place for them, that man and salwa from Jannat were sent down to this earth for them. When the sun would rise to protect them from the harsh rays of the sun, there would be cloud cover to shade them for the entire day. Musa alayhi salam, having witnessed the resplendent fashion in which Allah had praised his ummah, had favored his ummah, he poses the question to Allah: Hal min al umam afdalu alayka min ummati ghallalta alayhim al ghamam wa anzalta alayhim al manna wa salwa. O my Allah, tell me, is there another ummah more honorable in your eyes than this ummah of mine, for whom you send down man and salwa from Jannat, for whom you kept cloud cover? In order to understand the veracity of the response that Musa alayhi salam is given, understand it by way of an example. If you ask someone, can you compare Khaliq with Makhluq, the creator with the created? Even a fool, even a person of limited intellect will tell you that such a comparison is foolish. It is baseless. How can you ever compare Khaliq with Makhluq? Allah Ta'ala tells Musa alayhi salam, أَمَا عَلِمْتَ أَنَّ فَضْلَ أُمَّتِ أَحْمَدْ عَلَى سَائِرِ الْأُمَمِ كَفَضْلِي عَلَى خَلْقِي. That, O Musa, understand just as it is impossible to compare Khaliq with Makhluq, in the same way it is impossible to compare any other ummah with the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Such an ummah. Then look away from the pages of hadith at the glowing annals of the history of the achievement of this ummah. By the time the Khilafat of Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu had come, 2 to 12 years after the demise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Islam had spread to 2,200,000 square miles. There were 4,000 jamia masjids established. 70 or 80 years later, two-thirds of the known world had been enveloped with the light of Islam. Now turn away from the pages of Quran, pages of hadith, and the annals of history, and look at the pitiable, miserable, humiliating picture that this ummah today presents. One wonders, is this the same ummah which the Quran is speaking of in such venerable terms? Faced with this plight, faced with this malady, faced with this dire situation, the enlightened scholars, so-called contemporary thinkers, have put forward various solutions, various ideologies as to what has brought about the situation upon the ummah. Lack of worldly wealth, lack of technology, lack of military power, lack of governments, lack of university degrees, various ideas have been put forward. However, the fact of the matter, my respected brothers, if all these ideas are weighed in the light of Quran and Hadith, and weighed in the light of that uloom which emanated from the Arsh of Allah through the agency of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, one will be forced to conclude that all these various ideas have absolutely no basis whatsoever in Quran and Hadith. If we want to understand what has brought about the downfall of this ummah, we have to go back to the source. We have to go back to the light. We have to turn the clock back 14 centuries to that uloom which emanated from the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself, when he addressed Abu Sufyan and told him, Ya Aba Sufyan, ji'tukum bi khayri dunya wa karamati al-akhirah. O Abu Sufyan, this is that chosen slave of Allah. This is that beloved of Allah. This is that pride of humanity. Sadiqul Masduq, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The seven heavens and the seven earths can come to an end. Not one word of lie, ambiguity or exaggeration passed through his Mubarak lips. He said, O Abu Sufyan, I have brought to you a deen. I have brought to you a religion. I have brought to you a way of life. I have presented before you a role model, which not only will get you the honor and success of akhirat, it will make you the master of this dunya also. If the ummah will shift from this, جُعِلَ الظُّلُّ وَالصَّغَارُ عَلَى مَنْ خَالَفَ أَمْرِي 14 years, centuries ago, he already prophesied that this is a recipe, move away from my way of life, and this is a recipe for disgrace and humiliation. Hadith Qudsi, the hadith where the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam directly narrates the words of Allah. Ulama say that in ahadith Qudsiya you will find sunnatullah, the sunnat, the system of Allah being enunciated, explained. Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Allah says, Inni idha uti'atu raditu, wa idha raditu baraktu, wa laysa li barakati nihaya. Allah says that when I am obeyed, then I become happy. When I become happy, I send down my barakat and my blessings. وَلَيْسَ لِبَرَكَةِ نِهَايَةً And there are no limit to my barakat and my blessings. One was that period of time. Sahaba were digging the khandaq, the trench. If you look at their material and financial circumstance, their women and children are hungry. Their homes are empty. They themselves have stones tied to their stomachs. The beloved of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has two stones tied to his stomach. But what is the jazba? What is the zeal by which they are carrying out his command? On their lips are the words, نَحْنُ الَّذِينَ بَايَعُوا مُحَمَّدًا عَلَى الْجِهَادِ مَا بَقِينَا أَبَدًا We are that jamaat, we are that group that has taken the oath of allegiance on the hands of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that as long as there is breath in our bodies, we will strive to establish Allah's deen. They were on what Allah wanted. Financially, this was their situation. The wife of Jabir bin Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, hearing how hungry Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is, she says to her husband, we have a baby goat. If we slaughter it, it will be food sufficient for 4 or 5 people. Extend an invitation secretly to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and 1 or 2 companions of his choice. Let us at least feed them. This is within our ability. He goes to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, extends the invitation. Contrary to his expectation, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam addresses all the sahaba of Khandaq, Ya Ahl al Khandaq. There is dawat invitation in the home of Jabir. Imagine hungry people, stones tied to their stomachs. They are given a dawah, the invitation to food. What must have been the reaction? Jabir runs back to his wife. Such a possibility of embarrassment in front of him. Food for 5 people, hundreds are coming. When he relates to her what had happened, she says the one who extended the invitation, he is responsible. All the sahaba of Khandaq ate. And still the food was exactly as it was when it started. When they started feeding. Someone asked Jabir radiallahu ta'ala, how many people ate? He said, we were 1500. وَلَوْ كُنَّا مِيَةَ أَلْفٍ لَكَفَانَا If we were 100,000, Allah's qasam, then too the food would have been sufficient. وَلَيْسَ لِبَرَكَةِ نِهَايَا Allah says, there is no limit to my barakat and my blessings. And there are so many incidents like this, there's no time to go into detail. وَإِنِّي إِذَا عُسِيتُ غَضِبْتُ وَإِذَا غَضِبْتُ لَعَنْتُ وَإِنَّ اللَّعْنَةَ مِنِّي تَبْلُغُ السَّابِعَ مِنَ الْوُلْدِ The same hadith, hadith Qudsi, Allah says, when I am disobeyed, then I become angry. When I become angry, I send down my la'nat and my curses. وَإِنَّ اللَّعْنَةَ مِنِّي تَبْلُغُ السَّابِعَ مِنَ الْوُلْدِ And my la'nat and my curses will span 7 generations. For more than 2 centuries, this ummah is sinking lower and lower and lower in a web of humiliation and disgrace that one wonders, is it possible for this ummah to sink any further? Tirmizi Sharif riwayat, 14 centuries ago, Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prophesied, إِذَا اتُّخِذَ الْفَيْءُ الدُّوَلَى وَالْأَمَانَةُ مَغْنَمَى والزكاة مغرما وتعلم لغير الدين وأطاع الرجل امرأته وأقى أمه وأدنى صديقه وأقصى أباه وكان زعيم القوم أرذلهم وساد القبيلة فاسقهم ولبس الحرير وشربت الخمور وظهرت القينات والمعازف ولعن آخر هذه الأمة أولها ورفعت الأصوات في المساجد He said, when 15 things become apparent in my ummah, إِذَا اتُّخِذَ الْفَيْءُ دُوَلَى When the wealth of the masses will be usurped by the ruling class, when amanatdari and trustworthiness will come out of my ummah. Everyone will become wolves. Their gazes will be on the pockets of others. Zakat will be considered to be a burden. Carrying out the commands of Allah will become a burden. The knowledge of deen will be acquired for worldly purposes. Ukrima rajulu makhafata sharrihi. Friendships and relationship will not be based on iman and deen, but will be based on worldly matlab. Each one will be seeing what he can get out of the next person. وَأَطَارْ رَجُلُ إِمْرَاتَهُ وَأَقَّ أُمَّهُ. Men will become obedient to their wives. One was a period of time. Husband is leaving the home. He's not going in jihad. He's going to the marketplace. Yet the wife will call out from behind, إِيَّاكَ وَكَسْبِ الْحَرَامِ فَإِنَّا نَصْبِرُ عَلَى الْجُوعِ وَلَا نَصْبِرُ عَلَى نَارِ جَهَنَّمِ. Beware of bringing haram into my home. I can make sabr on hunger. I will never be able to make sabr over the azab of Jahannam. When was that period of time? And now is this period of time. Every season a new outfit. Lavish weddings. Lavish ceremonies. Money being splashed in every direction. Money we don't even have. Interest to the hilt. Lies, deception, treachery. To keep up with the James and Jones of society. Homes becoming more opulent. The carpet must match the curtain must match the lounge suite. Such have become the demands and the dictates on the husbands. That we have become a living embodiment of the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where he said, يَأْتِي عَلَى النَّاسِ زَمَانٌ لَا يُبَالِ الْمَرْءُ مَا أَخَذَ أَمِنَ الْحَلَالِ أَمِنَ الْحَرَامِ. A time will come upon my ummah, they will not care where the money is coming from. Whether it is halal, whether it is haram. Whether they have trampled on someone, whether they have lied, cheated or deceived, it does not matter to them as long as the money is coming. أَطَارْ رَجُلُ إِمْرَاتَهُ. Men will become obedient to their wives, disobedient to their mothers. How many scenes there are. Mother is living in the outhouse, wife the queen in the main house, mother eking out her existence in her old age in difficulty and hardship. She doesn't have the courage to even voice her pain and her sorrow to her own offspring for fear of the repercussion that she will receive. Adana sadiqahu wa aqsa abahu. He said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that my ummah will begin to revere and honor their friends and look down upon their fathers. In the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one youngster came and lodged a complaint in the majlis of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What was his complaint? He said, O Nabi of Allah, on occasion, my father uses my wealth without my permission. This complaint was relayed to his father, that come and present your defense before Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This elderly person, his back bent, walking with a stick, he's hurt. My own son, my own offspring complained about me to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He doesn't speak to anyone. Poetry was an intrinsic part of the nature of Arabs. He gives vent to his hurt and his feelings in the form of a poem which he forms in his own heart. When he presents himself in the majlis of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Jibreel has already come from Allah. Oh my beloved, tell him to tell you the words that he formed in his heart before dealing with this matter. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says to him, what were the words that you compiled in your heart? This sahabi is shocked. He says, Wallahi, la yazalu Allahu yaziduna bika yaqeenan ya Rasulullah. He says, Allah's qasam, O Nabi of Allah, Allah continues to increase our yaqeen and conviction upon you. Shay'an qultuhu fi nafsi ma sami'atu udunaya. It was something I said in my heart, my own ears didn't hear it. Are you saying that my Allah has heard it? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, yes, what was it? He says, غَذَوْتُكَ مَوْلُودًا وَمُنْتُكَ يَافِعًا تعل بما أجني عليك وتنهل وإذا ليلة ضاقتك بالسقم لم أبت لسقمك إلا ساهرا أتململ كأني أنا المتروق دونك بالذي طرقت به دوني فعيني تهمل تخاف الردى نفسي عليك وإنها لتعلم أن الموت وقت مؤجل فلما بلغت السن والغاية التي إليها مداما كنت فيك أؤمل جعلت جزائي غرة وفظاظة كأنك أنت المنعم المتفضل فليتك إن لم تر حق أبوتي فعلت كما الجار المجاور يفعل فأوليتني حق الجوار ولم تكن علي بمال دون مالك تبخل. Really, my respected brothers, it is impossible to do justice to the translation of what he uttered in any language. Suffice to say, Sahaba say that like rain droplets, the tears were pouring down the cheeks of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he said, Allah's qasam, if even the mountains and the stones had to hear what he is saying, they also would cry. The crux of what he said, oh my beloved son, from a young age, I nurtured you. In order to give fruit to your ambitions and your hopes and your aspirations, I sacrificed my own hopes and my aspirations. To protect you from the warm rays of the sun, I stood in the heat of the desert. Oh my son, at night if you would not sleep, I also was unable to sleep. When you would become sick, I became sick with you. Each time you cried out in pain, it was as if my own heart was being split in two. I stood at your bedside and I beseeched my Allah, let him not die, let him not die, whilst I knew that death could only come upon its appointed time. Then what happened, oh my son? You grew up. Youth caused your flower to bloom, while old age caused my flower to ebb. Youth caused you to be filled with ebullience and strength, while old age sapped my energy and caused my bones to become bent. In this moment of dependence and need, I turned towards you. There was the spark of hope in my heart that just as I was a support to him, he would become a support to me. I turned to you. I extended the hand of need towards you. Yet you reacted with such harshness and with such arrogance that it appeared to me as if my entire life was a lie and that in fact you had brought me up and I had not brought you up. Oh my son, if you could not have been a father to me, if you could not have been a son to me, at least you could have been a neighbor to me, because even a neighbor to some extent considers the right of his neighbor. Janab Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam caught hold of the collar of this youngster and said, get away from my majlis, anta wa maluka li abika, you and your wealth belong to your father. وَأَذَنَا صَدِيقَهُ وَأَقْصَى أَبَاهُ. My ummah will revere their friends. They will look down upon their fathers. Voices will be raised in the masjids. Arguments will take place in the masjids. The leaders of society will become the worst dredges. And the most decrepit individuals will become the leaders of society. Musical instruments will become the order of the day. MP3 players, iPod players, woofers, tweeters, blaring in the cars of youngsters. Why don't they consider that if they meet up with an accident and die in that condition, what is going to happen to them tomorrow on the Day of Judgment? This culture of music, this culture of shamelessness, pop stars, venerated, people whose every day is in sharab and every night is in zina, have become the idols and the symbols behind which the youth of this ummah are following. As if we have no imam, as if we have no hadi, as if we have no rahbar, as if we have no guide. Who have we made our imam? Who are we following? Walk into the Muslim businesses today with vehemence. They will demand, keep that cross around your neck. We have to keep up to the principles of society. Who is our imam? Who do we resemble? What values have we brought forth? My respected brothers, understand this culture of music, this culture of shamelessness, this culture of behayai is a poison that is destroying this ummah, so that even after nikah, the door of zina is not closing. Open our ears and our hearts to what is going on in society. He said men will begin to imitate women. Youngsters today with gold necklaces around the necks, rings on their fingers, their hair in such a fashion, one wonders, is this a male or a female? When the last section of the Ummat will begin to curse the first section of the Ummat, that was the camel age. They were backwards, they were desert dwellers. This is the space age. We are advanced thinkers, we are enlightened thinkers. Janab Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when these 15 things become apparent in my ummah, فَلْيَرْتَقِبُوا عِنْدَ ذَٰلِكَ رِيحًا حَمْرًا وَمَسْخًا وَقَذْفًا وَآيَاتٍ مُتَتَابِعَاتٍ كَنِظَامٍ بَالٍ قَدْ قُطِعَ سِلْكُهُ فَتَتَابَعَ أو كما قال sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, then wait. Wait for the winds to change direction. Wait for earthquakes to happen. Wait for the climate to change. Wait for the waves of the oceans to rise up in tsunamis against you. Wait for the earth to split open and suck you into its depths. Wait for the homes of this ummah to be bulldozed. Wait for the rivers to flow with the blood of this ummah. Sign upon sign upon sign. Allah is calling out. This is Allah's system. Allah does not send down some malaika to announce that, O Ummat of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you have gone too far astray. When these 15 things become apparent, Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, my Ummat, by its own hand, will have signed the writ and the declaration of war with Allah. Will have invited the system of Allah to turn against it. Allah has not forsaken us. Quran is calling out, وَلَنُذِيقَنَّهُمْ مِنَ الْعَذَابِ الْأَدْنَى دُونَ الْعَذَابِ الْأَكْبَرِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ Allah says, we will make you taste in this world a small azab. This is a small azab. Allah's qasam, it is a small azab. Compared to the azab of akhirat, azab-i akbar is akhirat. Allah is giving you the wake-up call. Why? Allah loves you. لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ Come back to your Allah. The door of Tawbah is open. Allah is waiting. When is this ummah going to come back? We have to get up in the dead of the night. We have to cry before Allah. Ya Allah, it is my sharab. It is my zina. It is my wrong. It is my going to the dens of vice. We know what skeletons they are in our cupboards. Ya Allah, I have destroyed the morality of my own children. In my home there is no nuraniyat of sunnat. In my home there is a shaitan box. In my home there is behayai and shamelessness. Not only my akhirat, my children's akhirat I've destroyed. Now shed those tears of tawbah. May Allah fill the qabr of Hazrat Mawlana Ilyas Sahib rahmatullah alayhi with noor. That mubarak banda of his, Allah used to give this ummah the wake up call. You are not an ordinary ummah. You are not an insulated ummah. You are not an ummah that only concerns itself with its own akhirat. Where are our youth? Where are our brothers and our sisters? Where are our youngsters? The youngsters of the whole ummah, our youngsters. The young girls of this ummah that are parading naked in the bazaar, they are our sisters. Our brothers are in the gambling dens. Our brothers are in the discos and the clubs. Our children it is. These are our brothers. Imani ta'alluq. Where is our imani ghairat? How much are we crying for the deen of Allah? How much are we crying with the concern of deen? Let us not be like hostages with our heads in the ground. Allah used that mubarak banda of his to remind us that this is the ummah of dawat. This is the ummah of hidayat. This is the ummah that will make its day the day of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Its night the night of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This calling to the masjid, masjid abadi, amal of masjid. This is not some plot or scheme of Mawlana Ilyas rahmatullah alayhi. This is the direct prescription that emanates from Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, through which the deen and the hidayat of the whole ummah till qiyamah will be protected. This ummah has to come back to the masjid. If a Nabi of Allah had to come today, what would he do? Same what this Jamaat is doing, going door to door, calling one person back to Allah. So let us open our eyes to our reality, my respected brothers. Knock the door of Tawbah and make this decision. Put our deen in front, put our akhirat in front. Halat and conditions are in Allah's control. We have to come back to Allah. May Allah give us tawfiq wa akhir. Alhamdulillah.